last week on Shadow Hustle. The bar fight ensued, and we have realized as a group that we may have too many races. A black man eating a country fried steak. A Native American who won't tip. Two white guys that just seem to hack computers. Prototypical, huh? A Jap that likes a shuriken people in the back. And a troll who's a real wild card and likes to shoot people with shotguns. Anyway, tune in to find out how the bar fight ends this week on Shadow Hustle, episode 5. I haven't thought of a title yet, but I think it's going to be something like Let's Get the Fuck Out This Bitch. Magician's Feast? More like Magician's... Listen to the rest of the episode and enjoy. Thanks.
Ass hurts, man.
I want it to come. I want it to wrap its arms around me.
Hold me closer, baby.
It's about to deep throat your body.
Whoa.
Jeez. Can we all play our own theme music for our turns?
Sure. That'd be awesome.
Somebody cue up Susu Studio.
A little Frank Sinatra.
No. All right. Akeon, roll your... Willpower plus magic.
Willpower. Uh-oh. 4. Magic. 6.
Yes. 10 dice.
Magic. Magic.
Is it 10?
Mm-hmm.
4, 5.
You might want to do some watch those.
Got 1, 2, 3.
So it attempts to engulf you, and you kind of just parry it off of you.
Nice.
So it's like wrapped around you.
It tickles me a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, tickling you.
You
start laughing.
I'm like, this thing can't even hurt you, dude. Guys, this thing can't even hurt you. It's hilarious.
It's made of water. What the hell is it going to do?
Why are we freaking out?
It's like... I wanted a shower, I would have called your mother.
Meanwhile, the water serpent's looking at me in anger and disgust because it realizes I am useless.
It's getting super pissed. Ralph, your turn. This will wrap it up for this combat phase.
And then we do initiative again.
Yep.
I am going to look at Ikeon, kind of like, be like, nice, dude. Yeah. And then...
laughing with me.
And yeah, I'm like, fucking, yeah, it's water. We should take showers.
It doesn't even hurt you, bro. It's crazy.
And then I'm going to stare into the soul of Mike the bartender.
Mark.
I don't give a shit.
Well, hello, Mark.
He's Mike to me.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hello, Mark. Okay, and then I will aim my... or not, I guess I'm not going to, like, actually take action aim my gun. But I'm going to shoot him in the chest cavity.
Oh, wow.
He shot at me. It will become
a chest cavity, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he shot at me.
Shooting into
this
his
guy
chest,
unloaded
into
a bullet at me.
Did you mean to shoot him?
Well,
you had a shotgun drawn and coming into his bar.
It looks like
you. That had it coming, your big ass troll. He's got this little binky gun.
Oh, and here's my gun.
And this guy's obviously racist.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I can, is what he's going to say.
And you're a big ass.
He's a vegan troll. He just wanted yams.
Yeah, fuck.
Are you a vegan troll?
No.
Too
much.
Oh, not
but
a
I
vegan.
Did want
it's
yams.
It's ambiguous.
I heard they had good yams.
Do you eat humans? From time to time, are you're a troll.
Like
you're 900 pounds. You gotta,
a bridge
you
troll?
Don't need to know that.
What if it's a really fat human?
What bridge did you come
from? I mean, I'll eat some human.
This is pretty racist.
I'm just asking questions. You want
do
talk
you like,
to me about black people?
Do you like goat?
Black elves?
My character, Ralph, doesn't feel like.
Roll your long arms plus your agility, so that'd be 7 dice.
Three hits.
Great. For Spanish freaking speaking friends out there.
Mm.
A little mumbly today.
They need to do
low esabes, water elemental.
Elemental de agua. Elemental de agua.
Has anyone else here seen Big Hero 6? No, I want to.
Did you see that? Did you just watch that?
Yeah, we were going to watch Lucy, not Big Hero 6, bro.
No, quick movie review.
Yeah, no, keep it on task, folks.
Red Box. Red Box. Red Box. Red Box.
Keep it going.
No, I just turned it in today.
Keep it going.
Just got it.
Stay on target.
Just got it.
Stay on target.
Focus.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Was it good?
Lobless Water Elemental.
Sorry, we're in Seattle right now, Liz.
Yes, we are. And I am currently trying to figure out how to get the hell out of here.
I was going to leave, too.
You guys are just standing up. Like, yeah, you guys are hilarious.
I walked in and I was planning on yelling to Ikeon and...
I'm running to the car. I'm going to hide in the back seat. That's my plan.
So you decided not to make a choice, and you want to tell everybody what your choice would have been. So you could.
Well,
so
I was going to yell at him and tell him peace
actually,
out.
I'm going to take one of the bikes that's sitting there and just take off.
Bicycles?
No, we got the fucking motorcycles from...
Well, one's in the trunk, so you can't see that one.
But somebody parked out front back.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to take that bike.
I parked not by the car, though, right? I thought I parked on a different street.
I'm running out the front door.
Yeah, so that's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Let me see your sheet with your gun on it.
I'm using the P.
I don't like your style, Larry O'Neill. You're taking my getaway ride.
Well, why do you think he's doing that? Read between the lines.
So
I take.
I'm not
everything.
Playing the character.
I want. Give me.
Sounds like it's naturally happening for him. I don't know.
I take what I want
into play,
and I ask for what I don't have.
He did tip reasonably well, but
I did.
Now he's stealing a vehicle.
Hey, I still gotta eat my chicken fried steak. I need to find a place where
How
I can.
How far into your chicken fried steak are you?
I'm about halfway in.
I personally,
those giant bites, and we're talking a big steak here.
It's just in your pocket.
Chicken fried. No,
do
I'm
having a pound on tonight or something.
And I'm
how much gravy's on it?
No gravy.
No gravy.
He doesn't do gravy.
Okay.
Remind me.
He doesn't do gravy.
What? Did you mention to me?
That's his
thing. We were talking about that when we first showed up, but I really wasn't listening.
I don't think he talked about his gravy tendencies.
All you know about
we sat down for dinner.
He was telling you a lot of things.
He was telling
me. Yeah, because
about
we ordered our
tendencies.
Food, and I said, no gravy. Don't like no gravy.
Man. You weren't there.
If I had my bear with me, he might prefer it.
And the only thing that you guys know about him is that he loves pears.
Bears.
Yeah, because you can't. Well, he was sitting with them, so he actually knows. Yeah, because you can't lip read, so I thought he's saying pears.
Yeah.
So I think you like pears.
No, I like pears.
So Ralph shoots Mark. Pretty flush. He is wearing an armor jacket. It's his, he incorporated into his sweet bartending ensemble. But you knock him back about 5 feet back, and he's still behind the bar. You knock him through to water elemental, or as the water elemental is leaping from the sink and streaming across the room towards Akeon. You knock him back through it with the shotgun blast.
Does it sever the stream?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It doesn't. He just goes right through. Yeah, it's like a waterfall, and he stumbles backwards.
And he kind of does water
he fall?
Heals right back up.
He doesn't fall. Right. He just stumbles back and
just keeps going.
It messed him up. It didn't hit him in the face or anything. Just kind of the impact of it hit him in the chest.
So everybody, roll your initiative. You get two dice to roll.
Mm-hmm. Still on cram? That still affects?
The cram lasts for about an hour.
Yeah, a round of battle only lasts like 6 seconds.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's, exactly.
10.
Oh, there it goes.
Everybody roll it. I'll ask you what you guys got. Larry, what'd you get?
10.
10. Ralph, what'd you get?
15.
Silverhawk.
11.
Yeah, Gibson.
12. 16.
Akeon.
12. Don't cockpock me again, Sugar Rio.
What'd you get, Sugar Rio? 7?
Rioma, what'd you get?
Ouch.
What'd you get?
Did you say 7?
Who, me?
Yeah, Rioma.
What's your initiative?
No, I got a 9.
9.
Oh, gosh.
Not as good as last time.
No.
Where?
Gibson, yeah, bro.
What did Gibson get?
Gibson 16. Got 16.
Oh, I can't get higher than that. My highest is 14 without using edge.
Yeah. Well, Gibson's all crammed up too. You know, he's
all which drunk. Will most likely be on a lot of crack.
Performance enhancing drugs.
That sucks. It only lasts an hour. That's like the worst like upper drug ever.
No, it's super up though, bro.
Bumps of those a day.
It's just, dude. What about Coke lasts for 20 minutes, bro? If that.
Oh, a rock for less.
This is. I bet it was like 3 hours.
Nah, dude. You fucking just hit that shit all.
Because last time you've done a bunch of cocaine.
Tommy, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't. I
what you pump? You take bumps all day, bro.
You leave the drug use to me. My research.
It's like smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, dude, times K4.
Yeah, that shit will kill you.
Yeah, dude, I heard that shit's out there.
In the year 2054, yeah, it's probably K5. K-Frizzle.
K-Fizzle.
K-5. No, man. No, that would be like K-50. K-55, that shit comes out, so often. You're saying it's the fifth one?
Nah, I think they gave up on it after 3. I think it's done.
I know it's still in some places. Really, I heard about it on the news the other day.
Is it really?
Yeah, they still have bath salts apparently in some places too. I don't
know. That's baller. I figured I missed out on the bath salt era, so it's kind of like.
I'm not interested.
What?
And boy, did you miss out.
Eat people's faces off, man.
What exactly?
It's baller.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine a rush.
You say you wouldn't eat somebody's face off if you could blame it on something else?
I think they were still arrested for it.
Yeah. Is it insanity?
Well, yeah.
Clearly. So, Gibson, you're crouching on your target's
neck. I'm not crouching on. I'm forcefully pinning him to the ground. My leg.
Yep. And you're trying to threaten him. He's
Sam.
He's in a bad shape. So you started off, Chief.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do now is out of my synth leather duster, which is now playing like mountains. It looks like a landscape on my jacket.
Oh, you've got a virtual display on there?
Yeah, so.
That's sweet.
It's just because it's just like majestic looking. So, I've got a little drone in my pocket.
Okay.
That's not you from that.
Okay.
And then I whip my cock out and show sugar.
Oh, yeah.
No, I pull out my MCT Smart Fly.
Yeah.
So is it a flight up?
So a little drone?
It's a drone.
Let me give it. I'll give it. It's what is it? MC Smart Fly?
Yeah. Fly Spy.
Oh, the Fly Spy.
Yeah.
The MCT Fly Spy looks like a wasp. I'll show you guys.
Also,
here.
Not a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Let me. The Spitzuhama drone is the size and shape of a large insect, but can achieve substantially better altitudes. It can serve in an eye in the sky role and is handy for shadowing people, given the fact that it's relatively hard to spot. This drone is operated with the pilot aircraft skill.
Good. Huh?
Does he see what the fly sees?
He's rigged into, he's jacked into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's his
baby. Showing in a display in his augmented reality, yeah. So.
And I send it up into a direction just to kind of survey the area all around us from a higher level than the building. So I'm not even really trying to look at that guy in the back room. But I want to make sure nobody else is coming to this location. I'm already kind of thinking maybe a step ahead.
Checking out the cops. They're on their way.
Maybe.
I don't know if they're on their way or not.
Not to this.
Someone team. Threatened it.
And now that guy is shot in the chest. He ain't calling nobody.
That guy.
Larry O'Neill.
Can I give Sugar Rio my shock gloves?
Yes, you can.
You can start taking them off and hand it to him, yeah.
I slowly, but purposefully, remove the Velcro and the snap made of mother of pearl.
You got monogram.
I probably have one glove off and I go, to the sub-vocal mic, you know what to do, and hand him to Sugar Rio.
A passing.
Start to hand it to Sugar Rio.
This guy's a goner.
No, I don't. Not that guy!
No, I'm not going to kill him. I'm not going to kill him.
There's water and electricity.
We still got to have Wayne in the car. That's all I'm saying.
Wayne
got to get that check.
Stun damage is not
I'm
smart.
Probably not going to be able to drag him very far. We're
not going to drag him anywhere. It's kind of what I'm saying. And maybe wink, wink, shock gloves. Water.
So you're in it.
Trying to tell you to go after the water snake.
But it's a long way away.
It's 5 feet. Give or take.
From where we are?
So no, what are you doing? Are you giving him your shock gloves?
I'm giving him my shock gloves so he can go take care of business.
All right.
I thought the water snake was like a long way away.
It's inside the restaurant. You're outside a restaurant.
We're outside the Applebee's, and it's fucking. They're in the bar. It's not that far.
Yeah, and a bar fight's going on. You're taking care of some punk outside.
You could put on the gloves and be in the snake's kitchen.
Get out of the restaurant
if you decide to do it.
Now
standing in the middle. Now confused.
As a dungeon master, Ruth,
could I maybe make a dash?
It's not even your turn yet, Rioma.
Make it one turn.
Hold on, Rioma.
Possibly. Probably not.
We're still getting what Gibson's doing here. So you're just handing him the gloves.
I want to know if there's anybody also coming to flank us.
The fly spy has come out. It surveys the area. It doesn't see any police activity.
I want to let you know that also.
Well, your spy's up, and you're handing him the gloves. What else are you doing?
Well, my judge intentions is high as balls, man.
Well,
I'm just saying, can I judge this Ferris's guy intentions to fucking chill out?
Oh, he is not.
If you've let your drone go and you're handing him the gloves at the same time, you can't do that right now.
Okay.
So is that what you're doing? The spy, yep. The spy is up.
Yep.
And active.
Yep. Ping. Ping.
So whose turn is it now?
And I would be playing Susu Studio.
Susu Studio. The video is displaying on your coat.
Yes, it's just the Phil Collins album cover where he's got the orange face.
Oh, that's hot. Ralph. So you just shot up the bartender pretty good. You can tell he's pretty effed up.
Or he didn't get fall down.
No, I knocked him back. I mean,
yeah,
he's
knocked him back to the.
It's because I shot him perfectly.
This guy was wearing an armored jacket. It was a shotgun blast, so it didn't necessarily penetrate the armor, but it did. He's bleeding from multiple areas, from where the shrapnel and stuff nicked his head and stuff. So he's in a bad way. This is what you see, and you also see Elemental not really doing anything to Akeon, just kind of flowing around him. You also see Larry, who staggers up with his snake.
Okay, well, I'm gonna look over at Larry and Ikeon
far from it,
yeah. And kind of be like, okay, hey guys, just a short, quick discussion. Do we want to just kill these people, or are we just piecing out?
Like, after you shot him in the chest, you saying that? Can I say that through my subvocal mic?
He shot him, so he's more self-defense.
I shot the guy. He's backing up. I'm looking over, and I'm like,
should we finish?
Guys, this? are we piecing, or are we? I'm like, should I kill this guy?
I'm saying, let's.
You took too long. I'm shooting him.
Coast let's get clear. The fuck out of here.
Okay.
Coast is clear.
But so, okay, I'm looking at the guy, though.
Now, you guys are still connected on comlinks,
yeah,
so just let you know, guys,
yeah.
Know. Larry's you guys haven't communicated with each other at all from inside and outside the restaurant.
Well, it's only been 5 seconds, though. Like,
I'm just telling you. I'm just letting you know.
I just kind of...
The guys outside don't know what's happening.
I'm looking,
inside,
at the, I'm looking at the bartender, and I'm like, hey. Or, I guess it's not really... I want to know if he's going to call the police, but I can't tell. So, I'm just going to...
Well, you can ask him.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to
shitty though.
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. But yeah, I'm going to cock my shotgun. Point it at him while I ask him. Are you still going to call the police? Because we will leave immediately.
Tell
your boy to back down.
What are we doing about the water monster that's charging at me as you decide to speak to the guy you just shot through him?
I'm just trying to see if he's going to call the police. I have a feeling he is not going to agree with me. So I'm just going to probably shoot him.
Yeah, roll six dice.
I don't know how I pulled that off, but I'm down with it.
You can do it, Dad.
Four hits.
Kablooey.
I'm having a good day today, rolling.
He easily talks to the guy.
Big old troll's walking in. What are we doing?
He's pretty intimidated. I mean, he just got shot in the chest with a shotgun. He was just 5 minutes ago, he was just serving drinks and looking to close up the bar. He's kind of a mat, you know, and now he's fucking got a water elemental running around, and these guys are just all over the restaurant going nuts. Mark puts his gun down, and he just kind of gets down and he goes, "Look, I don't know what the problem is." He puts his hands up. He's like, "I'm just trying to get out. I'm just trying to go home. Look, call an ambulance." So he put his gun down in front of you. He doesn't want any more trouble, it looks like.
Is it still my turn or am I done?
You're done for now. You've been.
Can I ask Mark for his phone number? Or do I have to wait till next turn?
Dude, we should hang out.
Okay, so you've said, "Are you gonna call the cops?" And you threaten him with the gun. He's put his gun down and said, "I'm not doing anything, bro. Got my hands up." He even takes his comlink off, puts it down, and he's like, "I'm not calling anybody. Just get out and leave, and, or call an ambulance for me." You ask him for his phone number now?
Yeah.
He goes, What the frag are you talking about, man? You just shot me with a shotgun. Why am I going to give you my phone number?"
Oh, you know why.
Bye.
You know why.
Fraggin' call the dock wagon!
I'll call the doctor if you give me your phone number.
Frag off!
Alright. Fair enough.
I gave it a shot.
Alright, boys.
Trying to score some
digits. Now I'm going to, like, you know, just kind of tell the other guys, like, "Hey,
You're done okay. talking. You've asked him a ton of stuff.
It's been too long." I agree with you.
He has a damn life story. Silverhawk! You're in line of sight of Gibson handing the gloves and unleashing his fly spy out into the open. Rioma still on top of the target. What are you going to do?
Right, so I'm like... like right about thereabouts.
They're here. They're here. They haven't seen. Nobody has seen you.
Okay, so I'm just coming around the corner still.
Yeah, you're around the corner now.
But with my danger sense, I did sense something inside, right?
Yeah, you know that the elemental's going, and that's it. And you know that there's more than one enemy in there.
All right. Stuck out in the middle of nowhere.
You're close to the car. You're close to the motorcycle. You already don't have the keys to the motorcycle. The car's running. You guys don't have a vehicle. You took the bus to the restaurant.
I took a cab, and then I walked halfway.
You didn't take anything. You took a bear. And it dropped you off.
Is he parked outside?
It dropped you off on the way to his thing.
Fair enough.
On the way to his thing.
Bear conferences, they happen all the time. It's surprising.
I'm going to go with getting the getaway car started because we were supposed to help these guys.
Uh-huh.
So we got the text to help them. I'm going to turn the car into a homunculus because I'm only 17 and I'm just a Native American kid. I don't really know how to drive a car, but I'm going to make it know how to drive itself.
So you create a homunculus to drive this Ford Americar?
Yep.
It's baller.
I'm going to have to look this up real quick. I'm not saying you can't do it. Just got to see how it works.
It says that apparently you can... It doesn't have to be like... Even though the homunculus, quote-unquote, means like a little man.
Yeah, it's like a helper anything. Helper spirit.
Yeah.
Roll.
Well, it's going to be the car itself. It's not going to be like... Yeah.
So the car is going to turn into a spirit. Or
like a self-aware car. Yeah.
You just made the car badass. Yeah, it was a good upgrade. Sam, your car just got sweet.
Roll your magic plus willpower.
Magic plus willpower.
Now if you link in, you can have a conversation with it.
I got 11.
Dice chill here. Just so I'm clear, you just want to make the car. What do you want to do with this car?
So I'm gonna like imbue it with sentience,
And I'm going to make it able to drive when everybody comes
out. A true smart car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody a veritable smart car indeed.
Let's see if we'll see what happens here. Go ahead and roll up.
Man. Almost sounds like this should be playing while you do this.
Somebody read the
rules. The Knight Rider theme?
No.
that's a close second.
Three hits. Four hits.
Four hits?
You cast a homunculus on the car. It doesn't affect the car, but it does create a you see a little man standing on the hood of the car. He's dressed rather impish.
Impish?
Yeah.
He's
and
he's
a little Native American. When you look at him, his face, when you look at it, different times, his like face kind of shifts from like animal shapes. You like look at him one time, it might look like a coyote. The next time, it might look like a bear. The next time, it's a spiritual thing. It's not anything you know. So he looks at you. He goes, "What do you need me to do, bro?"
All right. Now I'm gonna tell him get all those doors open, including the trunk.
You got it. Homunculus.
Nice.
Gets the doors open. Car started. And he's just standing there, he kind of just standing there smiling at you with his hands crossed, like,
a little bit.
So,
kind of like laying on the windshield, laying on the hood.
Yeah. Good move.
Akeon!
That's sexy.
How you doing?
You tell me, where are we at?
You just hit them with, you hit the serpent, Mark with the mana ball. Mark got shot like immediately after you hit him with the mana ball. The serpent is kind of wrapped around you, but it's not physical, so it's not really doing anything to you. It tried to engulf your head, and you just, with your willpower, you kind of just pushed it off.
But it's still...
It's right next to you.
Okay.
It's standing right, like, if it was standing, it would be...
I can actually hurt this thing, correct?
If you want to physically attack it, yes, you can.
So I'm just gonna do it a death touch.
You're gonna use it a death touch
get,
spell.
I'm trying to get rid of this thing so it can get the fuck out.
All right.
It's just gonna kill it.
Does this thing have sentience?
It's a spirit, but if it gets destroyed on the physical plane, it just goes back to the astral.
Okay. Is it controlled by the person who brought it, or is it?
It is controlled by the.
Can my death touch transfer from the actual serpent all the way to the sink to shut the water
to the source
off, to explode the pipes or something like that?
No.
It just is strictly like life, right?
Yeah.
The way summoning works too is like, so when you summon a creature, you basically like give it a command. Like, so you'd be like, if you summon a fire spirit, you'd be like,
It has a number of services you get equal to its force.
Yeah.
So if you summon like a level 5, and I'll tell you guys right now, this is a level 4 water spirit.
Okay.
Take it to 11.
Jack it up.
All right. Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with, then. I'm going to try to take this thing out.
Death touch. All right. Roll your willpower plus your magic, chief.
Willpower is 4. Magic is 6. It's 10 dice.
See what you do.
Oh, actually, and minus 1, so 9 dice.
Why minus 1?
You have a little bit of stun from the last spell you did.
You told me that was... Oh, yeah, that's right, stun, that's right.
Minus 2, I wrote that down. Stun. You're not really, like, hurt at all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 4 hits.
Damn, player.
Solid, and like
the... level 4, too? Oh, shit.
I'm like Big Larry over here.
Yeah.
In my
he's on his ass all the time.
Level 6 death.
Yeah, level 6 death touch. I was trying to take that motherfucker out.
Can you give me the extent of his power?
Can you give me more of like a Bill Cosby with
power?
I can't
do it. His power is great.
It's more acting skills.
Can't do it. I just know I can't do it. I'm not even going to try.
Well, the pudding for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he touched.
He's very dangerous. He does not know the level of his power. Power. Power.
Just don't say that one more time.
Power.
He's doing it over. You shouldn't have said one more time.
Good doing.
There you go.
threw myself vocal miter. Quit saying that. Do you what kind of noise do you make when you do the death touch?
Nothing.
Yeah. I don't have secret. Yeah, death touch is one of those.
It's instantaneous. You touch it. And
it's like a fucking snake. It's like
the
bite,
five.
Dude.
It's like the five.
Did you caress the snake, or like did how did you bite. Like poke the snake? I like
this. You're like, so beautiful. Don't you say? Why do you say that? Like,
face?
Like it's like yeah, I just kind of went like, at it. It was just like
we all come from the boob of top.
Bam! Or was it more like?
No, it was just kind of like up already. You know, like a.
So it was like a high five.
Yeah, like
Pentecostal preacher.
It's like wannabe funny water snakehead was kind of right there. I just shoved it off already, so I decided, fuck this.
And you whacked it.
And I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. He just got four hits on something. I don't know.
The snake bites him off.
Reverses and kills Gibson.
I'll tell you what. The fucking, all the little characters get such good rolls. I can't even handle it. I get like two hits, and I see over here he's rolling, getting like seven hits.
So I'm
like,
on a hot streak. But however, Akian, you give the death touch. You put the iron claw right on the serpent's face. You see a little so steam pretty. Come off, and it sizzles a little bit, and it gives a nasty gurgling sound. It doesn't dissipate it or anything, but you've got it in its grasp, and it's. It's a little bit more hurt than it was.
Is it losing strength rapidly?
I mean,
4 out of 7 dice hit, and it's just like, sizzle.
This seems more like a level 5 fucking snake, bro.
You can't think about out of how many dice you roll, though. It's just the amount of hits you get.
And I need you to roll your willpower plus your magic again.
So another
10. 9 or 10?
Yeah, misses it. 9 or 10?
9 dice, yes.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. I can't.
Pull the ones that aren't. Just...
What song's playing while you're doing this?
Stuck in the middle with you.
Vagina.
1, 2, 3.
Take another. Take another 3 stun.
What happened to the song?
The weird song. Yeah, Bloodhound Gang. We should play that song. I haven't heard that in forever.
So another 3 stun?
Yes, you're at 5 stun.
Damn, I know, yeah. It's
all right. You're okay.
Your touch just didn't excite me.
But you might be most likely a dyke. She just didn't excite me. Yep, that was all right. She was hotter than the sun, but she just wasn't all right.
Is that right?
Liar. I made it up, man, because I didn't know where it went after.
I want to get it queued, but the internet. The internet.
First world problem.
Net neutrality, man. Blame it all on net neutrality.
Sixth world
problem. Don't even know what that means.
We're in the sixth world, bro.
Yeah, we are in the sixth world. Larry! What are you going to do? You're just holding your steak and you got your hand on the table.
I recommend fetal position.
I think to myself, holy shit.
Isn't he stealing a car?
And you're kind of standing right next to the serpent, and Akian struggling, and Akian just put the iron claw of death on this thing.
I take a big old bite out of my chicken fried steak. What I had in my hand is now left. It was a huge bite. I'm a 7-foot tall guy, so you know he's got a big mouth.
Face chicken fried steak.
It's like Moses Malone standing
you
there.
You think of a big 12-ounce steak, that's like a bite is 1/4 of what was there, you know?
33 1/3.
Roll, see how much chicken fried steak you ate.
That's a good question. I ate most of it.
Of chicken
There's
fried
14%
steak.
Of it left.
Good job.
It's down to level 1.
That's plus 1 karma for you.
I look around and I tell everyone, you know what? Let's get this shit going, okay?
Let's do this, mother.
Rowan looks over at Larry and just kind of goes,
oh. Motivation.
Okay.
Gibson heard this through a subvocal mic, turned in Larry's direction, and just nodded.
And in straight Dragon Ball Z mode, I immediately throw a mana bolt at the water serpent.
Nice.
Mana bolts.
You didn't like this thing. The one thing you know...
At rolls, 4.
Level 4 mana bolt. Nice. Roll your willpower plus magic.
That's 12 dice.
Damn. Nice.
Don't expect much out of me, guys.
Josh being a mage.
While he does this, I go.
I'm going to get like one rivers, hit, like 7 glitches. That's what's going to happen. I don't have
more lyrically.
Oh. Hey, you need 3 more.
Cool. That Taylor Swift's a piece of ass, huh?
People say my fiance looks a little like Taylor Swift.
Oh, good for you.
You guys ever seen her? You never met her?
No.
Come to the wedding. Two hits. I fucking said it.
Two.
You
got three.
That one's a six.
That is a six. You're right. Three. One, two, three hits.
I got excited.
Nice. Yeah.
Not bad. How many? What's the percentage of that? It's
got you.
20% hit ratio.
I want to figure this out. I'm going to. Mark my words.
We'll do it.
Don't before worry. Next time.
Yeah.
It's a. It's roll your pick function of statistics. It's.
Guess he had
two picks.
Soju Ashtray. So Seattle
one. Right?
Willpower.
One hit.
Nice.
All right. Take one stun damage.
And let that mana bolt fly.
You're like marking this,
Mr. O'Neill.
I don't think I'm gonna be. How would I know?
There's like fucking 12 boxes here. I don't know what to do.
Oh,
negative right. One. Is that just for three different separate runs, or
it's
when
short
I
right
cover?
There.
Yeah,
and that's just one box.
Okay. Cross shoes, pencils. That is a good
yeah,
call.
Next time.
We need to have pencils. Cannot roll anything.
You must leave.
So you building. Cast it. You smoke that the serpent with that mana bolt. It kind of ripples through it, and you can see it hurt it a little bit, but it's still and it's still got the death touch on it.
How many HP does this fucker have left?
You can't find that out. We don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're just
I wanted to
rocking.
We're
just
Final
beating
Fantasy
the shit out of it, man.
Update.
Can I get the health bar over the monster? Is that an option in the pause menu?
Can I comlink someone and tell them to turn the fucking faucet off stat?
Ain't got that power, bitch.
Why don't you go into their, like,
Larry.
No, it's like,
I'm not going to tell you how to hack. Maybe I'll do something about it.
It's a matter of movement, right? Like the sink's just a regular faucet,
yeah, but,
right?
Yeah,
nobody's
just
enough.
But I'm gonna shut. I'm gonna hurt their credit too by going back
that's
in their Amarnui water
bill. Well, the closest person to it is Mark the bartender.
Okay,
and he just put
yeah. Let Mark and tell him.
He's put his gun down. He's down on the ground. Actually, you two can't see him. He's behind the bar with his hands up.
You're pretty close.
Ralph menacing him with his
Ralph's
shot.
Right
his
over
his number. He was trying to score some digits.
Hey, I don't know. His ask is first number. It was weird.
It's game.
We don't understand it. We're all kind of looking at Ralph thinking, what kind of troll are you, buddy?
Well, there is a hot smoke laying on the ground prone and whimpering.
Yeah.
In the white
you go
man.
Ask Mark.
Oh, hello, Mark. What's your number?
Hey, buddy.
It's like we need to grab the Mark. Get the fuck out of here now.
I'm just sitting there like, I don't know what's going on. Shit's
man spanking.
Just trying to eat some chicken fried steak over here. Thinking about my
I'm just
bear.
Trying to enjoy myself.
Trying to, you know.
Does anything go up on my smart fly, Rudy?
I go to Larry O'Neill and I say,
you just
come
released
with me if you
it.
Want to live.
Yeah, but this thing's, it's a fucking fly, man.
Yeah,
the altitude's better than the regular fly.
It's looking around. It's not seeing
anything. Do we notice anything?
You should at least see a bear hanging around.
He dropped me off. He had a thing to go to, so he was kind of in a hurry. And I'd been there for a while at the restaurant, so he's gone. yeah, there's a bear conference in the woods, actually.
They're you don't know that.
Discussing their ancestor. I do. He's my buddy.
No, that's cool. That's what I told you. Yeah,
he did. He could
be drinking.
I think he's probably eating people, I think. But, you know, that's up to him. He's got to keep himself healthy.
Yeah, you don't keep tabs on him, you know.
Yeah, he does what he thinks. Well, he does what he does.
You're not clingy like that.
Yeah. He's my buddy. I talk to him when he's there. When he's not, he doesn't.
All right, so the water elemental, it kind of goes back towards the sink, and it kind of engulfs Mark.
Kind of. It does engulf him.
It engulfs him, and when it does that, you kind of can't see him.
Mark.
Is now oozing over Mark.
You were looking right at him. The elemental came back over the sink and went over him, just like all the water like
Mark!
Pulled on him, and now he's gone.
But he doesn't have his comlink or his gun, right?
The comlink's still on the
counter
on the bar.
Question: is like Mark actually gone, or is it just I can't see? Like you know, is like the snake still on top of him,
you
and
can't,
I just can't see him.
The water poured over him.
And then
you
they both disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like, yeah. Okay.
he's probably
still, so everyone's gone.
The same spot.
Cool.
Give me. Hold on. So we got some dudes to do some stuff.
Dude sweat.
Dude.
You know, would my smart fly have caught any of this so we get a little bit of a jump on this action?
You know, I don't think it would have because it's outside.
I'm just letting you know there's windows.
That's true. There are windows. Didn't you're still jacked into the Matrix though, right?
No. Acheon is in partial cyberspace.
Called stasis.
So he's not utilizing the Matrix. He's more just seeing it, right?
I'm not fully in, so there's things I can't see.
You're like when Neo looks into the world and he starts seeing the lines at the all first time.
But he doesn't necessarily notice.
Yeah, but there's like, what could I do in this situation to help that?
He's not really sure. Well,
what? I mean, I can turn the power off right now of the building.
Maybe you could.
Yeah, I don't know. You can see that there is a potential to turn the power system off.
I mean, it's 2054. It's got to be active like electricity.
What do you explain it as just a normal...
You could give the restaurant a bad credit by fucking saying that their bill was hella late.
Yeah, I'm going to get on... I'm
it's
gonna...
my turn first, bro.
I mean, we'll see how it works. Probably.
I'm just going to turn around and run away.
Be gone.
Larry's I already know what I'm doing. I'm not doing that.
Be gone with you, water monster.
If you've seen Big Hero 6, you'd know what that was. It's awesome.
Is it a good movie?
It's awesome.
I mean, it won an Oscar.
Yeah. Did it?
Freaking watch it. That's all I have to say about
it. I'm pretty sure it's best animated film this year.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It was fantastic. And it was like...
What best film
out? It was heart-wrenching at times. And uplifting at others.
Lego movie? What are you talking about?
Almost like... Yeah, like the Lego movie. The Lego movie was... It was
the one best picture.
Yeah, it should have.
But it was last year, right?
Whatever, 2 years ago.
Whenever it was.
Yeah. The year was Schindler's List. Lego movie should have won.
Schindler's List. My parents made me watch that movie when I was younger.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean
to. That doesn't surprise any of us.
All right, Acheon, roll your.
For what?
Oh, okay. What's your willpower? Or something?
Willpower is 4.
All right.
We are rolling these fools.
Roll 2 dice.
This is a route.
For what, necessarily?
He's not going to tell you.
You're
going to
find out.
Well, there's enough of us.
See if you keep that arm of yours.
Right.
Oh God, man.
One out of two ain't bad.
Second chance of mana bolt.
All of a sudden, a bolt comes flying through the. These are the doors to the kitchen, and there's a window there.
Order up.
A bolt comes flying through, and hits you.
In the noggin, neck region.
Just kind of in the chest. Roll
I'm a quick healer, though.
So.
Wait, what?
Did you heal before?
Take a -3 stun.
So I'm damn. I've got like -8 stun effect.
You're -8 stun.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You might be close to getting knocked out.
You're almost in Fenris territory here.
I got no help. I'm fighting off this fucking water monster. That
gave sugar this though.
His boss gets pissed because you took your eyes off him.
Oh, fuck! I had to try and stop Sugar Leo from making a giant blunder. I'm a team player.
I was hoping I could take out the snake and we could get going.
I don't know what. So was that like a chef or something?
You're a chef.
Well, that was.
He's the maitre d'. He's the chef de cuisine.
He did announce you. There was a man in the office who made.
Oh, okay.
The hand signals.
It's the GM.
I would assume that's probably him that walked out of the office
towards busboy.
Towards the doors.
I guess time has
Rioma, passed. Your turn, bud.
Huh? All right.
Okay. I don't know about any of that stuff going on in the restaurant, do I?
No.
All
right. You hear noises, though.
Twiddle your thumbs.
Something's going on.
I find that convenient. I'm going to... I don't know how far I am away from the Ford America, which is now unlocked.
You are about 15 meters.
Keep in mind, Gibson just gave you the shot and told you to get into the fray.
But nobody listens to Gibson.
He's on cram.
Also keep that in mind.
He is on cram, though, if there's the time to listen to him.
So level-headed right now. It levels me out!
I was running Majestic.
Is it possible for me to jump into the Ford Americar at this distance?
At this juncture.
You can try. He'd probably be pretty close if he decided to run to the car.
Where do you want to be? You want to be inside the car?
No. Mentally, like, can I control the car using my control rigs?
You're not jacked into it yet. You'd have to jack into it first.
Right. Can I do that from this distance?
What level's your rig?
Rating 1. I have a pilot ground craft. 4.
No, you can't. You're out of range.
Audio, keep doing it.
All right, sweet.
You're just barely out of range, but you are out of range.
I have both of what's his name's gloves.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You said what's his name?
No,
he's not.
Gibson, bro. The Gibson.
I'm gonna run back into the restaurant with the gloves and my newfound
confidence. So you're leaving. You're gonna leave Gibson alone with the target.
But it was like against my overflow.
I'm gonna leave somebody with zero unarmed combat skill with a bloodied up target. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just like, I'm just making sure what you're doing.
I assume for some reason.
Yeah.
So you're going inside the restaurant.
And then this.
I'm really trusting him on this one.
Okay. So you're behind the restaurant. You walk in right behind Ralph. Is that what you're doing?
Can I action beyond that?
Not really.
Can I run in and take an action?
Can you? No, because you
say something like threatening.
No, all you would be able to do, because you're getting into gloves. You really mean anything? You have the gloves.
Put on the gloves and then.
You would pretty much walk. If you're walking towards the restaurant, you'd walk and open the door, and that's pretty much all you.
Get in the goddamn car.
He wouldn't be able to get in the car.
Run towards the car.
You could run towards the car, and you'd be right. You'd be almost there. But the door's open, and if you do look up, and you see that Silverhawk and the little man have started your car and opened the doors for everybody.
Get in, Sugar-Rio, the Ford Americar says.
Yes.
Welcome.
Sugar-Rio.
Well,
we're playing.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Two skinny gays.
If I should walk towards the car, if I should walk towards the restaurant.
Pluto is a planet.
But did I already do that?
You haven't declared anything. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing.
You're veritably shitting yourself here.
You really got to stop buckling under the pressure.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be the big, like, this guy. The dude.
You guys are hassling
him. Jesus.
We're under some high pressure here.
Nobody without a leadership skill can talk ever fucking again.
There we go. Now you're taking charge.
Roll it.
I'm going to walk in and go, 3 leadership skill, everybody shut the fuck up.
So you're going to go in and
immediately post about your leadership skills.
I'm going to walk into the restaurant, and I guess if I can't do anything else, then I'll just look for the prey.
Alright, so you're walking in. I mean, you're right behind Ralph. Who's standing there about 3 feet from the door. So you can't really even see anything because he's kind of like blocking your view. Mm-hmm. So you're just standing right behind Ralph.
900 pounds.
Perfect.
Just that.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's where you're best.
Yeah? You're under total cover from anything right now.
My good bastards.
One second.
Where's your guy? You're still outside right next to me?
I'm going to turn around and look at Ryoma and ask him what the fuck is
near, like, up here.
Okay, cool. See if I can do some sweet shit real quick.
Gibson, your turn.
Do it.
Okay.
He's hiding behind you. You missed it.
I want to turn off my sub-vocal mic.
Uh-huh.
Pull a knife out.
All right, so you're pulling your knife out.
And I go, finally, we can be alone, you little fucker. And I got Fenris and I go start going through his pockets.
Roll your,
fuck. See if I can find any information on this fucking piece of shit.
Good call. I like it. I like where you're going.
So you're starting to go through his pockets. Roll your
Judgment intentions?
Charisma plus willpower.
Baller.
What is it?
Seven.
Two hits.
But wait, it's five and sixes, right?
Yeah.
Two hits.
So you got two hits.
I think he moved that fucking four.
Well, it bounced off his finger.
That one was the one over here.
Yeah, so you got four. So two hits.
See what other permit to kind of I've con is up. I've got con.
Oh, yell. Do you have at least two palming hits. Or any sleight of hand kind of stuff?
Street knowledge, blandness, analytical mind.
Not help.
I don't know which pocket the pit go into if I only got to choose two pockets.
So you're it's like Goodwill Hunting. How you like?
Yes, your it's exactly like Goodwill Hunting.
Okay. So you're rifling through
his... That's his email address, actually.
You kind of rifle through his pockets.
Well, I'm roughing him up, too. Like, grabbing by the scruff of his neck.
Kidney punches?
And you're like...
No, I just got to have the knife. And then I put in my teeth. I'm like, you fucking asshole.
So you're
and
not...
I don't do shit.
You're posturing. You're not even roughing him up.
No, but I'm like, getting all up in his kitchen.
You know how that comes
from. Getting all up in his kitchen.
I'd call it posturing.
Possibly scruffing shit like
that. The white part.
Posturing.
Well, the body rating. So
I have that.
What's your body rating?
Hey, it's my turn.
I have that.
What about your strength?
I don't know how it would work.
Okay,
I'll figure it out.
Do I get anything from this fucking piece of shit's pockets? Win, cram.
You find a little Mitsuhama corporate script that's the... Mitsuhama issued currency.
That put it like
and, in his pocket. He's got a couple cred sticks in his pocket.
Nothing to help us on who is possibly what he's working
his,
on.
You see his comm link. It's on his clipped on his ear. It's
does he have an ID card that would give me access to his corp?
Yeah, he's got a. It's on one of his cred sticks.
Okay, so what did I get from his pocket?
Two cred sticks, about 100 in a Mitsuhama corporate script.
And his identification card?
His ID card's on his comm link.
Okay. I took his comm link?
Yeah. Was, you.
Can I go, you fucking asshole, while I grab his comm
link? He's like, what do you want from me?
You shut your goddamn hole!
He has no idea.
You're my world now!
What are you doing?
Gibson's world! Oh. Gibson's world!
Gibson! Who's Gibson?
You're looking at him.
What do you think? I hit me!
Oh. Dude, I got shit.
I was just saying something's going on!
I'm not playing nice! We're not asking you again, fucker!
I'm the guy.
What are you asking me?
You know that sandbag and we pick you up and try to take you to fucking hard!
Fuck you!
And then calmly while I'm saying this, I know.
I'm not going anywhere!
My spy in the air, my drone?
Yeah.
Anything happen?
No. Nothing's happened. So, okay. Gibson, you rifle his pockets and he's.
While roughing him up a tad. Is impressed or scared?
He's not really that scared, other than being punched. And
I'm not punched.
He doesn't want to go with you guys still.
But
you
know, I think he's not.
You haven't convinced him it's in his best interest yet. Ralph, your turn.
Wreck it, Ralph.
Muscle boy.
He's not.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at Rioma like over my shoulder, disappointingly.
I turn my comm link on and go, yeah, that's right.
And be like, why are you in here?
No, my comm link is still off.
Because I don't I just don't understand.
Ralph says he got a handle, but he doesn't know that the element... He doesn't know any of this stuff's going on. So the elemental is just engulfed Mark, the shotgun bartender. A manable just flew out the kitchen door windows and struck Akia on the chest. And he's starting to look a little woozy. No physical damage, it looks like.
Did he make
like.
A noise when he got hit? Like,
Two questions.
Got hit in the
two questions.
What's up?
One, how far away is the guy who shot the manable? I guess I'll just combine both.
Yeah, like
how far away, and is he in cover, or can I see him?
You can't even see him.
What?
I wasn't casting it. He didn't hit me. So.
He is standing behind closed doors. They're like double doors, like these
Kitchen doors, and there's two round plastic glass windows. You can see the doors, but you don't.
No, they're just kind of swinging back and forth.
You saw the bolt go flying through the window,
but I don't have line of sight.
But you don't
through
see
the plexiglass.
You do not see who shot this manable.
You don't see him right? or her. Yeah.
He's a woman.
You announced that it was a guy, so you know there is another guy here.
He kind of looks like
and he is the guy.
Indian dots, not feathers.
He is the guy. He's actually looks just like this gentleman.
I know.
He's
kind of.
This is actually the owner of the restaurant.
Like a dirty name.
His name's Wesley Breckenridge.
Brad Wesley
Breckenridge.
He's a magician.
Can I cross?
Okay, so
I can go.
His name's announced on the ownership of the Magician's Feast. If you see it when you walk,
we would have known this information earlier.
Okay, it's his feast.
It's his restaurant.
He's the magician of that feast.
It kind
of
makes sense now. It's coming together.
I am going to.
Life, man.
I'm gonna hustle toward. I'm gonna turn around and just run towards the front door, back towards where Fenris is.
Why are we just running around all over the fucking place?
Well, I don't. I was. Kermit. And as I'm running, I'm gonna tell Ryoma to get his ass in gear and let's roll.
Ralph, roll your agility.
God. No.
It is nothing.
Won it.
Ryoma, roll your agility.
Agility.
Parvies, roll a 5 for me.
I'm not a good.
Why'd you let him roll?
Oh, there we go. Fucking throw it.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Just fucking rolled my own shit that well.
Thank you.
And I am telling Ryoma to get his ass in gear.
So Ralph is screaming at Ryoma and almost trucks him. Ryoma luckily deftly maneuvers out of his way.
We've known each other for
a while. Right.
You get to the door and open the door. And you see Gibson threatening Wayne.
Wait, who does?
Me.
Ralph does.
Me.
Yeah, Ralph has walked outside of the restaurant.
And I told you.
And he's looking at Gibson.
I'm like, you cocksucker.
He's rifling his pockets.
And I just go, what?
That's it. I turn around and go, move along.
I'm approaching Fenris.
So Ralph is heading towards Fenris and Gibson. Okay.
Perfect. There's enough time to go through shit and take anything valuable I need.
I think we'll have some time probably to interview him. Once we kidnap him.
Well, I was trying to get anything before he.
I got the car
and had him stash it or lose his jacket or something.
I didn't really do much. I hit the water tank. I yelled at everybody.
Can I check Fenris' genitalia to make sure he is a man?
Touch
down there? With my mouth.
You grope his genitals while you're grasping him.
Yes.
Wayne tries to get away from you, but he's too
weak. Terrified.
Yeah, he's just kind of stuck, and you can't really do anything.
He's out of it, and you're like,
and you got your knee on top of him.
Dick.
Like randomly stroking his dick. It's kind of weird.
And
you're really getting in his head.
Silverhawk, you got one last turn, and that's it. The serpent and Mark, they're kind of like gone. You don't see them. If you want to try and find them,
and then
right now it looks like
magic.
You guys are all just looking at each other, and you saw that bolt come out of the kitchen.
Daddy's home.
Silverhawk, what are you doing?
All right, I'm gonna go with. Can I banish another magician's spirit?
You can, but you have to be looking at him.
Can I? Is there no windows on the restaurant at all?
Where you are at?
So I'm. back there.
Yeah, the windows were in the front of the dining room. You can't see, or yeah, whatever. You're right. You're kind of, no, you can't really see this. You can't even see the spirit anyway.
All right.
It just concealed itself. So that's nothing you could do.
For now, I'm going to tell my homunculus to get in there and tell him to round up. Like, that we got the car open, we got to go.
Okay. All right. So the homunculus, what level is your homunculus?
You never stated that.
Oh, I didn't. We'll call him 4.
Okay, I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide.
4 seems to be a good level.
I had that in my head when he said it.
The homunculus.
What's the damage on him? That's a good question.
You have 2 more services that you can ask the homunculus to do. The homunculus appears in the middle of a restaurant where Larry, Akion, Rioma, you just walked out when he walked in, Ralph, announces, "Hey, everybody, I'm rolling with that Silver Oak guy. He says it's time to go."
Does this guy have a cowboy hat on?
Awesome.
Yes, now he does.
Yeah, now he does. Sure, I summoned him.
And he's riding a seahorse.
Destroying
stereotypes. Cowboys and Indians can't.
all of your spirits you saw are cowboys.
He looks like John Wayne mixed with a smurf.
Pilgrim, let's get the fuck out of here.
So the homunculus has announced to everybody, time to peace out.
And on that note,
we're shutting it down for tonight.
It's time to peace out.
It's time to peace out.
Well, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it went really well.
So,
I agree.
Well, a quick recap, and then I'm going to shut it off.
No.
Larry O'Neill just bolted a serpent. The serpent jumped back over the bar to engulf the injured bartender. And they are both have disappeared from sight, it seems like.
Fuck him, man.
Mark! Silverhawk has summoned a homunculus, a funny little creature who has started the car, opened the doors of the car, and also...
Is he wearing like a bellhop's vest?
Now he's wearing... Now he's wearing a cowboy hat, riding a seahorse.
And I like this guy.
He has announced to Rioma, everybody inside the restaurant, it is time to go. So Gibson has just rifled and groped Mr. Fenris.
I'm just kidding about the groping part. He only checked his genitals once. Right. That's hardly a grope.
Strictly professional. And he has his drone flying directly above them. It does not see any police activity yet.
Any suspicious activity, such as maybe a bear.
No bears.
Sorry. Or pears.
Yeah, Akion's kind of bumming. He's at -8 stun. He's a little staggered. He's not no physical signs like a bleeding or contusions or anything, but you can tell he's starting to struggle. The water elemental and Mark have disappeared. Nikki, the attractive hostess, is crying still, catatonic almost, from the violence that's gone on around her. And that's about it. So,
what am I doing?
And Ralph has just walked outside and is watching.
Probably should pick up the fucking douchebag and gank him out of there.
Witnessing Gibson still committing petty larceny.
Tune in next week to find out what Ralph does.
To be continued.
Thank you all for listening.
All right.
Hustle on, hustlers.
Chum on, chummers.
Frag on, riggers. I'm that rigger.